Hi, this is Steve Alburn with the Super Anti-Aging Podcast, and this is probably one of the most important podcasts I've done. I sort of held back because I didn't want to share false information, and this is not an infomercial for a supplement. It's to share cancer prevention and possibly even an adjunct to treatment. 30 years ago, a brilliant scientist, John Taladay, pharmacologist, MD, discovered that there was an ingredient called sulforaphane made from broccoli sprouts that can kill cancer cells without any side effects. And he repeated the experiment over and over and over again, and each time it came out the same. There was no internet, of course, and it made the front page of the New York Times, and it was a big run on broccoli sprouts. But, you know, given the times where nutrition stuff was not particularly popular or even recognized the oncology community, it really just disappeared. But he kept his lab going for decades and repeating the research over and over and over again. This ingredient is called sulforaphane. It's made from broccoli sprouts, but even more important, it can be made from broccoli seed, which you can't go to the store and buy. Now, what does it do? It changes the immune system. It turns on tumor suppressor genes. It causes cancer cells to go through a process called autophagy, where the damaged cells kill themselves, or apoptosis, another process. Obviously, we all probably have some cancer cells inside of us, given the environment we live in. And yes, there are wonderful new developments in immune therapy, which can run $80,000, you know, try and find a place that's going to do it and pay for it. We're still in the chemo game, chemo cut radiation game. But the belief system that a natural compound might kill cancer. Well, there's a company in England that's developing this as a cancer drug. And so far, their clinical trials are coming out exactly like Dr. Taladay would expect. Is it really that different from what you would get from broccoli seed? No. But the fact is that it's a drug. It's a drug in development. So what happens when you take the broccoli seed to produce sulforaphane? And don't think about cruciferous vegetables and eating lots of broccoli. Most strains of broccoli don't have sufficient amounts of the ingredient. And if you ate enough, you'd probably wind up with a thyroid issue. And eating lots of cruciferous vegetables is probably a good idea, but there's no guarantee that this can happen. So what have I personally seen? And again, this is an individual result. And, you know, you can't make a claim for, you know, everybody. There was a fellow who got recommended to me. He was 36 years old with brain cancer in Poland. Documented. And by the time we put him on the broccoli, a strong amount of the broccoli seed, and by the time they did the surgery, compared to before and after, 90% of the cancer had disappeared. And they said he doesn't need any treatment. Now, of course, the authorities are claiming he never really had the cancer, and you know, we're not going to pay for his surgery and whatnot. Another interesting finding was, I was at a health show, and this woman who does mammography, which is heat measurements of the breast, and what she found on the broccoli seed supplement, every single patient had normalization in their breasts, whether it was fibrocystic breast, whether it was early endoctal, or in some cases, cancer. Well, the pictures didn't lie. There's a clinical trial done on that cost $500,000 that showed that the broccoli sulforaphane will get into the cancer cells. There's been a prostate cancer study, again with people with prostate cancer, and they saw major changes in PSA and those kind of markers. Why this isn't mainstream news, again, New York Times, Newsweek, all these magazines, online, I don't have the answer. And maybe it's because of the bias against a nutraceutical. So what does it actually do that we know? It turns on tumor suppressor genes, P57, and all sorts of immune genes that help fight cancer. It supports liver function to help detoxify various carcinogenic compounds. Does it do other health things? Yes, and a search in a future podcast will go into all the other health things it does. But let's focus on the scariest condition, which is cancer. You know, I had a colleague, Dr. Alan Pressman, he did all sorts of health stuff, didn't know about the broccoli seed. He was in his early 60s, and in a very short time, he developed esophageal cancer and went pretty quickly. So imagine something so simple without any side effects that might give you the protection. And at the same time, I would suggest doing some searches on Google on sulforaphane and cancer and bringing it to your doctor. Bringing it to your mainstream doctor. Bringing it to your oncologist. In fact, it was shown that the sulforaphane actually might protect against the side effects of chemo, doxorubicin, and actually made it work better. Imagine, it didn't interfere with the chemo. And that's a big concern when you talk to oncologists. Don't take this supplement, don't take this, don't take this. It, you know, it might negate the benefit of your treatment. Well, the research has shown it doesn't. And unfortunately, we're seeing cancers at early and early ages. Cancer used to be something we'd see in older people. Now we're seeing it in young people. Maybe it's in uterine exposure. Maybe it's the pesticides. We don't know. But here's a simple tool to make a difference. Anyone that contacts me at Steven Nutrition at AOL.com, I'd be glad to furnish research, real research, not fake studies, not three mice, not manipulated fake studies to sell a supplement. So again, I want to emphasize, this is not about selling a supplement. It's not an infomercial. It's about real information. Have I seen, through my medical doctor, major drops in PSA? Yes. Now, like any drug or compound, the dose is important. So what might work for one person, you know, maybe two capsules of sulforaphane, you know, broccoli seed with sulforaphane, maybe need four. Maybe need six to get a therapeutic effect. Again, is it safe? Yes. Is it credible? Yes. Is it scientific studies? Absolutely. So I ask you, please share this podcast. Share it with someone who has been diagnosed or has a family history of cancer. This podcast is actually dedicated to my mom, who died at an early age of cancer. My best friend, who had seven adopted children, died at a young age of small intestine cancer. I didn't know. This was decades ago. You know, that's all we knew about was vitamin C, and some people said latril, and there was nothing particularly real. This is real. And so my mission is to make this information absolutely common knowledge. So please share this podcast, put it on your Facebook, put it on your Instagram, put it any place you want. You know, I'm not a super technical yet, social media person. What do I recommend? Okay. And I'm not selling it. I recommend it. And so the authorities can't say, oh, well, you know, he did this podcast so he can sell a product. No, I recommend the product that was developed and patented for research at Johns Hopkins, a special seed. It's extremely potent. The product is called Vitalica Physician. You can see it at Vitalica Supplements with an S, .com. I didn't put a lot of the cancer information on there because the FDA does not like that. And if I put this research and studies on there, it probably close me up, I'd probably get a letter. No, it's not. I'm just telling you about it. Okay? I'm not linking it. I'm just giving you information. You know, it's all about freedom of speech. So again, this podcast is on more of a serious note because this is a serious issue. And then I'll make more fun podcasts to joke around. Okay. So again, thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe so I can put additional information on these podcasts. And I want to thank you so much for listening. And again, the website that I recommend, okay, is Vitalica Supplements.com. The physician formula, which is extremely potent, you'd have to take lots and lots of pills of other products that are online. And don't go with these broccoli sprout products, okay? There's no real research on broccoli sprout pills. All the research on broccoli sprouts was done with actual broccoli sprouts that were specially processed. So don't get fooled. You need the seed. Again, this is Steve Halpern, and thank you so much for listening.